Welcome to episode 2 of Liam's Stories. Before I start this episode, I want to say something. Number one, of course I don't have a fucking mic. This is literally just on my phone. So I'm sorry if the audio is shit. I kind of placed this episode, like, my phone away from my mouth, because I know there was, like, wind. It was like you're in Hurricane Katrina. But, you know, again, I don't give a fuck. In this episode, we're going to be talking about, let's think, what are we going to talk about? We're going to be talking about 8th grade for me. So let me just start. I went to middle school at Glenridge Middle School. In 8th grade, it was kind of my best year because I had a bunch of friends named Evie, Brianna, Angel, Alyssa Henry, you know, a bunch of my friends. This year was kind of 8th grade, I meant. 8th grade year was kind of the best. It was really fun. I could basically do whatever, except for second period. That was algebra. Yes, I'm taking algebra over again, because I am dumb. Leave me alone. Basically, we had a couple things happen in 8th grade. 8th grade for me was interesting, it was fun, it was, at times it was fucking hilarious. I feel like a good opener for this would be, I think it was in February, something like that. No. Or earlier in the year, we had a resource officer at Glenridge Middle School. His name was, Officer Sanguino. Super nice guy, you know, whatever. But one day there was an altercation, a fight between two people. Actually, these two 7th grade girls. You can actually look this up online. It's a real story. Officer Sanguino apparently didn't have the motherfucking balls to separate these two girls, even though a couple weeks before that, he separated two 8th grade guys that were fucking fat and huge as hell. I'm talking about these guys were like Moto on steroids. They were big. They were massive. That shit was hilarious. But somehow, he still separated them. So apparently, I guess today, he didn't take his non-bitch pills, and he couldn't figure out a way how to safely separate people, again, two 7th grade girls, from fighting. So his solution was to fucking pepper spray them. And of course, when there's a fight, there's a crowd. Of course, my dumbass followed the crowd, which was not smart at all, because the faggot, meaning the police officer, the piggy, the popo, didn't even aim the pepper spray at the girls' faces. He kind of just flipped one girl midair, kind of crushed her arm, almost broke it. He pushed one girl on the ground, and he proceeded to pepper spray the crowd of people. We're talking about like 50 to 70 people in a crowd getting bitch slapped with pepper spray. And yours truly, motherfucker here, myself, got dead ass hit hard in the face with this death spray, right? I got hit so hard. My whole face, my neck, everything, I looked like a redneck version of an Oompa Loompa. That shit hurt like balls. Not gonna lie. That shit hurt like balls. That hurt a lot. So, you know, that was kind of like an opener, like, oh, welcome to Glenridge. Like, let's make this here a great one. Then you fucking see memes of, like, this white supremacist fucking police officer throwing people on the ground, pepper spraying the crowd. And then I remember there's a meme where they actually found his face, put on Adolf Hitler's mustache and a hat, put him in a German World War II suit, and made him look like he was killing Jewish people. Welcome to Glenridge, people. This should be fun. So that was in the beginning of the year. That was kind of like a wake-up call to what would come into my high school career. That would be in next episode. in 8th grade, I had a teacher named Mr. Black. Mr. Black is actually not black, he's white and bald. Great teacher. He has an Instagram. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I don't think you would want to know. I have it. That's kind of weird. Trust me, I'm not gay, despite what many of you will probably think. Fuck you, who already think about, who already think that, but, you know, whatever. Mr. Black was kind of like this chill, laid-back dude. Mr. Black, if you're even listening to this, he's probably not. I don't give a fuck. Me, Evie, Brianna, Zoe, and Alyssa, and Jenna, we all used to cheat on your tests, because you wouldn't pay attention, because you used to go on your phone, and you would be drinking, Diet Coke, and watching, games, basketball games on your phone, things like that. So thank you for being not so vigilant and letting us cheat on tests. I applaud you for that. So, I remember we were actually, in the middle of the year. We had to read, like, two books, and there was this book called, Fahrenheit 451. And the reason it's called Fahrenheit 451 is 451 degrees is the Fahrenheit in which books burn. I know, that shit is riveting. Now you feel empowered with knowledge. Wow, fabulous. You know, all that shit. So the book was basically about, there's a motherfucker named Montag, who was a firefighter, but a firefighter that starts fires because people own books. Then he finds this girl, I forgot her name, she's a weird-ass bitch. She dies, I think, whatever, she's never mentioned again in the book. He finds Zen, I guess. He keeps a bunch of books, then he hides away. And I think at the end of the book, he either runs away from the town, he either dies, or he gets killed. You know, either of those. It's a great ending, great book. I actually highly recommend it. If you can find Mr. Black to read it to you, even better. Makes it all the while worth it. And I remember during that book, me, Evie, Brianna, we used to, Jenna, we were, like, separated into little groups, and, especially me, I was, like, always in the front of the class, all that bullshit. I remember one day, and back then I had, like, long, faggot-ass hair, and it was so gay, so stupid, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I would scoot, and I wanted Brianna to braid my hair, because I'm weird like that. Again, I'm not gay, I promise you this, I'm not gay, despite what many of you think. Like I said before, fuck you who already think that, fuck you, Brianna, fuck you, Evie, fuck you, Jenna, fuck you, Zoe, you know, fuck you all. hashtag shout out, no, I'm just kidding. So I wanted Brianna to, braid my hair, so my solution to this was to literally fucking army crawl to the goddamn desk towards Brianna and just sit there under the desk while she braided my hair. Now that shit was weird. My dudes, that shit was weird as fuck. Not gonna lie. That shit was weird. You just see like this kid just start to fucking army crawl with this dirty ass floor. Just start army crawling to you. Imagine if you were Brianna. Just close your eyes and let us meditate together. Imagine you are doing your work. You're doing a vocab list, right? A vocab test. And you are thinking to yourself, wow, this is super easy. You know, I'm cheating. It's great. It's all good. But then you see this degenerate motherfucker with a goddamn FSU hoodie start to army crawl his fat ass over to you. Just imagine what goes through your mind. You're like, okay, either one, I freak out and run away and hit him. Two, I stay there, act like I see nothing. Or three, I hit him with a pencil. And Brianna kind of did a combination of two and three. She didn't freak out, but she would just like throw pencils at me, which was funny as shit because I have like a squishy head. Kind of, like a baby soft spot on my skull, which is weird as hell. And she would peg them on my head, and they would bounce off and hit other people's backs from my head. It was like buoyancy, like 2.0. Yeah, that shit was like buoyancy 2.0. Anyways, I'm getting off track. Anyways, she was doing her vocab list. I eventually get there, fucking CSGO style, fucking bomb has been planted ass. I get there, she braids my hair, I army crawl back. In the middle of the army crawl way back to my desk, Mr. Black realizes that I'm on the floor. And I say, oh, I dropped my pencil, and Mr. Black then proceeds to go to my desk. He pulls out my pencil, and he says, oh, this one, the one that you dropped on your desk? And I said, yes. He then gave me a high five, and that was that. Welcome to Glenridge. I don't know what the fuck that shit was. I'm so fucking weird. Sometimes I just, look in the mirror, and I say one of two things. I say, wow, you're dumb as fuck, or two, I just don't even say anything, and I just start to laugh at myself. Like, I'll be like, and it'll slowly just turn into a fucking cry. I'm just kidding. So, then we have Miss Freeman. Now, I hated Miss Freeman with a fucking passion, as if Adolf Hitler hated the Jews with a passion. But now, imagine someone that hated, now just put this in context, we have Adolf Hitler who hates the Jews, right? But then imagine getting someone who hated the Jews even more. In this instance, there was a person named Jenna, who I've mentioned in this podcast already several times. Jenna hated, absolutely hated Miss Freeman with a Hitler-like passion. Now, this shit was scary as fuck, fellas. One time, we had a poem contest. An essay contest. And Jenna literally made a fucking essay on why she hated Miss Freeman so much. And guess what? She got a fucking 97. Well, I got a 95. She fucking scored higher than me on a fucking essay on why she hated a teacher so much. I remember one time, she was so close to hitting Miss Freeman that Mr. Wood, the dean, yes, that's his fucking name, sounds like a goddamn Shrek character, I know. He had to hold her back from hitting Miss Freeman. This shit was dank. That shit actually happened. I was like, oh my god, what the fuck is that? I was like, oh my god. There's about to be a fight between a teacher and a student. Okay, you know, it's all good. It's all good. It's all bad. It's all bad. You know, whatever. And then we have the wackiest of the wackiest fucking deans you will ever hear of, see of, think of, whatever of. All the infinity ofs pushed into one crazy dude. Super cool, super crazy. Kind of scary, big and fluffy like a fucking Fozzie Bear. His name was Mr. Woods. Or Mr. Wood. Fuck, not Woods. God damn it. He wasn't a fucking joint. Sorry. Mr. Wood. Now, what Mr. Wood did was kind of creepy because whenever it was someone's birthday, like it would be mine, he would make us all in the cafeteria scream happy birthday song for 2 to 3 minutes. And of course you have these people in the background happy 1 year closer to death. I'd be like, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, whatever. You know those people like that. And then you have those people where you're supposed to say happy birthday, they'd be like happy birthday, and then they wait for everyone to say, to finish, and then they scream out cunt. Jenna. Yeah, that's what happened. Thanks. I still remember that. Fuck you, bitch. Anyways, are you guys noticing that my voice cracks in this? Really predominant. That shit is disgusting. Oh my fucking god. Okay, anyways. So, another weird thing that would happen at Glenridge is, in 8th grade, I dated a girl named Regina. And yes, again, I am not gay. Fuck you all. Okay? But especially fuck you, Evie. I know you're going to be listening to this, so fuck you. Anywho, back on track. I dated a girl named Regina. One day, while we were together, we were walking to class, I fell. I ate shit, my face on the concrete, was like, just hit the shit. Like, if the shit hit the fan couldn't have been hit harder. My face just hit the concrete, like, bam. I, never told anyone this story, but I had to have my girlfriend walk me, limp me. I was fucking limping. That's, like, I couldn't really, like, walk normally. Like, I was, like, if I was drunk, it would be the same thing, because I couldn't, like, walk in a straight line. Like, you know that line test they make you take when you're drunk, and they, like, pull you over? Sorry about that. And they pulled you over, and, like, the road, they would, like, make you do the line. I would immediately just, like, jump over the line and just, like, start running in a zigzag. You know, that's how fucking messed up my walking was. So she like, limped me to my first period class, and before I even got to the door, I fell. I know Evie and Brianna remember this. I fell on the face of the door. Like, my face just, like, went, bah, on the door. That shit was hardcore. Also, I remember my, first period teacher, Mr. Smith. This dude was interesting, kind of. I was really good at his class. I just talked a lot. Ask Evie, fucking, I talked so much. I was an annoying little cunt. Also, I had a smaller, more annoying cunt sitting next to me. I had fucking Angel in that class. That shit was, he was fucking annoying. That little bitch is still out there somewhere. Fucking creepy little psychopath. But, you know, he is out there. But I would talk, like, nonstop. But the thing is, this teacher, while he used to talk, he would have his right hand, like, on the side of his head. Like, his right hand on the right side of his head, just, like, talking and, like, slightly patting his head. This is what it sounded like. Like, he was fucking jacking off in the middle of class. It sounded like... Like, it sounded so weird. But he would just have his hand on the side, you know, all that shit. Just talking. And he'd be like, oh, but you don't realize? And you see his hand was, like, smushed against his fucking white bitch ginger face head. And you're just like, oh my god. You've got so many fucking open pores, goddammit. That's disgusting. So then he tried to, you know, teach us about all this shit. Lecture us, and that shit never worked. And then we move over to my theater teacher, which was the last period of the day. Let me just sum this up. Everyone in my theater class, except for, like, three or four people, fucking hated me. I once had to do a presentation, a rap presentation, by the way. By the way, I am white as fuck. I can't rap. The only rapper that's white as fuck and then can rap actually well is Mac Miller and Eminem. Those are the only two rappers that are white as fuck who can rap well. I'm white as fuck. Of course, my name wasn't on that list. I can't rap well, okay? I'll be like, I got your bitch in the Glock hitting the strop. Like, what the fuck is the strop? Like, that shit was so stupid. Like, I got your bitch in the strop. What the fuck? My god, I'm so white. Jesus, I'm so white. God damn, that shit was weird as hell. That shit was weird as hell. Anyways, so I had to give a rap theater presentation with a bunch of white girls. That shit was cooked shit, man. That shit was rough. Like, rough. And I remember the shit couldn't have hit the hand harder. The fan harder. I forgot my rap line in the middle of the fucking presentation. So on the spot, I made up a fucking rap verse. Like, bam. And guess what, bitches? It was good. Suck my 2-inch Punisher of a dick. That's right. It was good. I'm gonna leave you with this ending of the podcast. I have a 2-inch Punisher. Suck my 2-inch Punisher. Suck it. I made up a really gay rap verse in 8th grade. Not ashamed of it. Anything that I'm gonna say in the last 10 seconds... I don't give a fuck. You know, it's all good. If you're interested in making a podcast with Anchor, go to the Anchor app in the Play Store, in the Apple Store, online, wherever you want to fucking go. Go to the Anchor Store, make your own playlist, make your own, you know, podcast. Do it all. Do it all in the Anchor app. It's all fun. Get everything free. It's all good. I'll leave you with this. Please Snapchat me, Instagram me, Twitter me. Do whatever. Ask me what I should do next and what I should talk about next. Don't forget, if you do this, leave your name, I'll shout you out, and I'll leave a story of one time when we were together, I guarantee you we have at least 50,000.